Good morning, and good morning, and welcome to yet another episode of Popping Off with Phil the Podcast. Happy Tuesday, co-host. Hope you had a wonderful weekend of relaxing, relating, releasing. Got a chance to do some of the things that you like to do with some of the people that you love to do it with. I hope that as we are progressing to a more open society, unless you live in Atlanta, we've never really actually been closed. People are taking the proper precautions, whatever those are, whatever comfort level they are, of being vaccinated and continuing to mask up and continue to social distance and all of those things so that we can at some point return to some type of normalcy. I had a wonderful past week because I got an opportunity to spend some time with people that I had not really gotten a chance to spend time with because of the pandemic. And it was so beautiful to embrace someone that I had only seen maybe once last year as a result of the pandemic. And because we're both in a situation where we're fully vaccinated, we were able to embrace without that fear of creating an issue for either of our households. And we were able to chat and talk and catch up and spend some time on my deck, which I haven't been able to do because of the weather and all of those things, but spend some time on my deck and enjoy a bottle of rosé, and it was fun. And then another Morehouse brother of mine came over later that weekend and we did the same thing. And then some other individuals who are part of my COVID circle, because I have a couple of circles that are part of my COVID circle who are now also fully vaccinated, also came over, and we really just got an opportunity to just enjoy my patio. I put my furniture out there. I bought a string of lights and I put those out there and a citronella candle, and the rest was history. So last week was a good week, which led into the weekend. And then the weather made a horrible turn here in Atlanta, and we've been experiencing a lot of rain and some flash flooding and a lot of wind, and apparently tornadoes have touched down. And so there's some people who've experienced some damage to their homes. And it's so interesting because being in an apartment, I've never really paid that much attention to things because it ain't yours. And you know, you have renter's insurance, but I'm in a house now. And so people are like, have you walked outside? Have you checked to make sure everything is this? And I am happy to report that nothing in my immediate neighborhood was affected, meaning my subdivision. But I do know that I do have some neighbors, thanks to the Nextdoor app, that did suffer some damage. And I just pray that everything works out with all of them and that this weather kind of blows through. I think we're through the worst of it. I do think there's supposed to be some rain tomorrow, but I think by Thursday, we're supposed to return to some form of normal behavior in terms of weather, whatever that means nowadays. But yeah, I am just happy to be here. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about grief. Not grief specifically, but as you know, this weekend is Mother's Day. And out of all of the days throughout the year, my birthday, my mother's birthday, the actual day of her passing, even the day before her passing, which has a pretty strong emotional tie for me, Mother's Day has been a very, very difficult holiday for me to process. And I don't know why. I'm fortunate to have, you know, godmothers and aunts and just other women, some of my friends' mothers who, you know, who have been all embracing, and that's been phenomenal, you know. But Mother's Day has been a very difficult holiday for me to just deal with. You know, I used to be the person who would reach out to my friends who were mothers and, you know, other women in my family and other women that I knew who were mothers that I've remained connected to over the years, whether it is someone who you know, was instrumental in my life during my mosaic years, or, you know, like I said, friends' mothers. I used to be that person who would reach out to people and wish them happy Mother's Day. I would send cards. I would do the whole nine yards. And since losing my mother, it's been very, very hard to continue that tradition of doing things. I have tried very desperately to reclaim other dates, like her birthday. You know, I made a very conscious decision the next year, which if my mother had have lived, it would have been her 50th birthday. I made a very conscious decision that next year that I was going to celebrate her, and I had a party, and I had balloons. I had a cake made. Shout out to my girl, Gail, who did that for me. I had a cake made. My god sister came over, who was my mom's goddaughter. She called her Auntie Jackie. She came over. Another friend came over, and a couple other friends actually came over, and we really just kind of celebrated her birthday because that was important to me. You know, I got balloons. I did say balloons. You know, her favorite color was purple. I wore purple that day, and I just made it a very conscious decision to say, I'm going to celebrate mom on her birthday, on what would have been her 50th birthday. And although I have not had that same level of fanfare on her birthday each year, I still am celebratory in a way. You know, the holidays, Thanksgiving has always been more my dad's side of the family's holiday. So there was no big trauma associated with not having mom around for Thanksgiving. Christmas has always been kind of touch and go with me because I've lost a considerable amount of significant people during that time, that stretch, that last quarter of the year, which is hard on many families, has been hard on mine. And so Christmas was already tough. And then, of course, my mom passed around Christmas or right after Christmas. But I made a decision this past year, 2020, to reclaim that, because Christmas Day I spent in my new home. And so that created a new tradition for me in terms of my family, like my family of one. Like, I have another family, but you know what I mean? You know, as you grow, you create, you know, your own branch of family. And so now that I have a home, I have my own branch. At some point, there will hopefully be a significant other and children as a part of this branch. But for right now, it's just me. It's a family unit of one. And that's a new tradition. And so I was like, well, this year marks me changing how I feel and process Christmas. And I just haven't had that same awakening for Mother's Day. I've had years where I've totally had to disconnect from social media because it's just difficult seeing people love on and celebrate and, you know, share all of the wonderful things that they're getting an opportunity to do with their moms, you know, taking them out, buying them gifts, taking them on trips. I mean, people have purchased their mother's houses and cars and furs and all types of things for Mother's Day and, you know, made a really big deal about it. And I think that that's wonderful. And I think that you should do it. And I think that you should definitely take advantage of it while your mother is physically here. But it's just been really hard for me. And, you know, even in those times where I thought I was going to shake it off, like I've had those years where I said, you know, this is the year where I'm going to start making those calls again. There are people that I would normally only speak to once a year. And I think that we both me, the caller, and them, the recipient, were in expectation of that call. And I think a lot of people, of course, understand and understood why I didn't call, at least those first couple of years. But, you know, in my mind, I was like, I'm ready this year. And then that day comes and I find myself really, really deflated, really, really disinterested in wanting to really be around people. And I just thought that I would talk about it today because, you know, we've often been told that time heals all wounds. And I have taken a very different approach when I've talked to friends who have lost mothers, to be very honest with them, to say that, you know, it, as much as I would like this to be the case, it doesn't really get better. Like, if I'm being completely honest, it doesn't really get any better. You just learn to adjust to the fact that that person is no longer present. But there are so many things that you wanted to share, that you planned on sharing, that you wanted them to be a part of, that they just can't, at least not in the physical, you know? And that's hard. You know, I had a friend's mother who actually told me, you know, it's been 20 plus years and it still stings. It still hurts. I still get sad at times. I still have those moments. And I'm like, fuck, 20 years later, I'm still going to be like, ugh, you know, Mother's Day. And so I thought I would just talk a little bit about it just to kind of get it off my chest. So that people understand, because I don't think I've ever outwardly said it. And I've always been told that I handle my mother's passing and all of the subsequent situations and things that occur after a person passes on with a tremendous amount of grace and dignity. And that's a beautiful thing. But there are those private moments where you just are no good. And Mother's Day is just that day. It's just that day. And you know what I equate it to? I remember growing up and at my church on Mother's Day, they would always give men, church trauma, child, just church trauma. They would always give men and women whose parents were living a red carnation, you know, to symbolize that their mother was still alive. I guess red with blood. And they would give those individuals whose mothers were deceased a white carnation. And I always used to think, God damn it, I don't ever want to have to wear that white carnation. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get that it was important for a lot of people to still honor their mothers and still, you know, and still tribute their mothers and still, you know, those things. But I just didn't want to participate in any of those prayers to the dead. Like, I just, oh my God. And I guess at some point it clicked, even though I have not been back to my home church during a Mother's Day service, because I haven't been home during May in a while, that I recall. Maybe. No, because my mom passed after I graduated from college. So I'm trying to think if there was any, if there ever was a time, there had to be at least one time where I got one of those wretched ass white carnations. And I was like, oh, here we go. My worst fear come to life. But I guess that's just a story. That's just part of it. Like, I mean, I think that's only a bit of it, not wanting to have that white carnation, not wanting to actually have to have a physical representation of the fact that my mother is no longer with me. But it's just tough. And I wanted to speak about it being tough. And I wanted to remind those individuals who, this is kind of twofold. So to those of us, those listeners, my co-hosts who still have their mothers, please continue to love on them. Continue to cherish them, continue to tribute them and celebrate them in any and every way that you possibly can. Mothers are rare, and the connection between mother and child is strong. And despite whatever differences you might have with your mother, when they're gone, man. And there is really no filling that void. Even if you are fortunate, as I am, to have what I call a phenomenal and wonderful bonus mom, which I do have, it's not the woman who gave me life. And I miss that. You know, I don't feel orphaned. At one point I said I was orphaned, but I don't feel orphaned. I think that was an emotional space I was at one point. I felt a little abandoned, but you know, I am fortunate that I do have a woman in my life who cares about me. And very early on in my mother's passing, you know, in conversation said, you know, I am here. You know, it is not my goal or my ambition to replace your mother. I know I could never do that, but you are my son and I do love you and I do support you and I do want you to be well. And I want you to feel that, you know, you don't have to navigate this world not having a mother figure. And I'm very appreciative of that because I know that there's a lot of people who don't have that. And I've also learned that even when people are not as connected to their mothers, for whatever reason, adoption, or just the relationship has took some turns because we're people and we're human and we make mistakes, that the loss of a mother is still felt even when people are not closely connected to their mothers. So I urge and encourage everybody who has a mother or a grandmother or an aunt, you know, whoever is in your life that satisfies that role as a mother, that you honor them and you cherish them every moment that you can. If you are in a situation where there's a rift between you and that woman, find it in your heart to begin the process of reconciliation. Because reconciliation looks a lot different when the person is no longer physically here, as opposed to when the person is here, where you have an opportunity to right the wrong. You have an opportunity to come to some terms, some agreement about the relationship. And I'm specifically talking about mothers, but I really do urge anybody with any parental relationship that's experiencing some rift to begin to mend that. Because there's nothing like having them here and being able to work through it as opposed to reconciling the relationship after that person is no longer here. Much harder. A lot more painful, a lot more difficult. And I wouldn't want someone that I loved and I cared about to deal with that and have to deal with that. So that's my advice to you. And for those of us who are part of that special fraternity, and I quote it that way because one of the very first videos I remember watching by one of my favorite artists, Michael Kilgore, this is before we knew him as the NAACP Image Award nominee and the Grammy Award nominee. I literally came across him, a YouTube video that he had done, a concert that he had done, and he spoke about the loss of his mom. And he talked about how difficult it was, and he related it to this song that he sang. You Never Alone, You Are Not Alone. It is from Into the Woods. He sang that song, and he talked about, you know, having lost his mother, being a part of that fraternity. You know, it's one of those fraternities that you never really wanted to gain access into, but there's such a large group of people who understand exactly how you feel and are there to embrace you and encourage you through that time frame. And we've had conversations over the years, just kind of checking up on one another on Mother's Day, just to see how we're doing, you know? Just to say, hey. And I find myself doing that for other friends that I know have lost their mothers. And so it's a difficult conversation to have when you have your mother. Like, people who have their mothers don't want to talk about the loss of their mother, and I get it. But just check up on your friends, you know, those individuals that you know have lost their mothers, and just see how they're doing. Reach out to them. You know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. You don't have to make a big deal about it. You know, over the years, I've done things like, not even cognizant of it, but I found myself one year, my best friend, John, and you know, these are the things that you don't forget. He cooked dinner for Andromeda and I, because we both have experienced the loss of our mothers. He cooked dinner for us on Mother's Day. And you know, it to him, it might not have, you know, it was just, you know, he just did it. But it was very impactful to me that somebody took the time out of their day, somebody who has a mother and a grandmother and aunts that he could have spent time with, he could have been with, and he wasn't for whatever reason. And he took the time out of his day to make sure we were all right. You know, those are things that you don't forget. Those are things that make marks on your heart. And, you know, he talks a lot about heart boxes. And I'll have to say that the box in my heart for him got that much bigger because he thought to do something like that, to take my mind off of that. It's a beautiful thing. And so I just encourage those of you in your celebration of your mothers and your grandmothers and your aunts to remember those individuals who have experienced some loss. I'm not saying do anything differently in how you celebrate them. I would never say that. But a gentle call, a text message just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you today. I hope you're okay. I had a friend who, you know, bought me flowers one year for my mom, and I sat them next to her urn. And that's another thing, you know, just took time out of her day. And this was during the pandemic too. And she took time out of her day and she just dropped flowers out off on my porch because we weren't really seeing people then. There was no vaccine. It was obviously very early on in the pandemic. And, you know, she just dropped those flowers off. And I remember putting them next to my mom's urn. And it was just like, you know, this is something special, you know. And I'm very appreciative of it. So, you know, I don't have much to say. You know, it was hard for me to get myself together to even do this podcast. But I'm extremely grateful. And, you know, this year is another milestone because I'm in my home and I can, you know, my mother actually has a place here. You know, before in an apartment, it was weird, you know, but she has a permanent place here. By her, I mean her urn with her ashes, have a permanent place here. They're secure. I don't feel like they'll be endangered or hurt in any way. No fear that they'll fall or anything like that. And, you know, she has a place and, you know, I will probably spend some time in that space this weekend. Just time with her, in my home, in a space that she gets to share with me in the spirit. And I'm just extremely grateful for that. And to all those beautiful women in my life, those aunts and those cousins, those godmothers and those aunties, those mothers that I've adopted, the mothers of my friends, know that I love you and that I appreciate you. And the way that you've embraced me as your son, as your nephew, as your grandson, really means the world to me. And I don't take that for granted. And even though I don't outwardly reach out to you on Mother's Day to say, hey, happy Mother's Day, I love you, it doesn't mean that I love you any less. Doesn't mean that I care for you any less. Doesn't mean that I appreciate you any less. And the hope is that I eventually get to a place where, you know, maybe it's just a few calls or I reach out to people and say, hey, I was thinking about you today. It's Mother's Day. I love you. Happy Mother's Day. Maybe I'll get to that place. I don't know if that's this year because it's not Sunday yet, but maybe. I just wanted them to know. And if you're a co-host and you're listening and you know that I have a relationship with your mom in some way, please express that to them, that I do care, that I do love, that I do appreciate, and that I'm just working through my own grief every Mother's Day, just trying to get a little stronger. And each year gets better, you know, in terms of how I can deal and how I can cope. But I'm appreciative of those individuals who take the time out to think about me. And I just encourage you to reach out to a friend who might be in a similar situation to me. Love on them. Let them know you appreciate them, that you're thinking about them. And that goes a very long way. You know, you don't have to physically do anything or give them anything, but just letting them know you're thinking about them matters a great deal. So I'll stop ranting and before I start to get emotional, thanks for listening. Thanks for loving on me. Thanks for always being supportive of the podcast and what I'm trying to do and what I'm talking about. Continue to like, to continue to encourage others to subscribe, because I figure that if you're listening on a regular basis and you're a co-host, you're already subscribed. But continue to encourage other people to subscribe and to write and to rate the podcast on the various platforms, because that makes a difference. You know, if for nothing, maybe there's somebody out there who needs to hear this as we approach Mother's Day, because maybe they're in a similar situation that I'm in where it's just difficult. And this podcast will help. And at the core, you know, my purpose of starting this podcast and continuously doing it and pushing through those times where I don't want to do it, or pushing through those times where I don't feel like it's as effective as it was when I first began, is because at the core, I want to help people. I want to help as many people as I possibly can. And share a little bit of what I know and what I've experienced and what I've learned, in hopes that it does indeed lift someone else up. And so that's why I do it, and I continue to do it with a lot of grace and a lot of appreciation for those people who are still hanging out with me 4 years later. But anyway, I love y'all for real. Have a great rest of your week. To all of my co-hosts who are mothers, happy Mother's Day to you. To my co-hosts who are expecting, congratulations. And next year we won't have to say to an expecting mother, we'll wish you a happy Mother's Day with the brood, with everyone else. And to those individuals who are becoming mothers and have lost their mothers, a special, special, shout out to you guys. A lot of love to you guys, because I know if you had it your way, things would be a lot different and you'd be sharing these moments as a mother with your mother. But know that you have a tremendous amount of people who love and support you and are thinking about you and wishing the best for you. I love y'all for real. Peace.